T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul with you. Hope your Good Friday is going well. Diana Pierce.
Yes.
It is so good to see you.
Yay, so good to see you. I have a lot of former CARE folks who are weighing in on the Facebook page. Say hi to Paul. So there you go. On behalf of all the former CARE folks that we worked with, they all want to say good, you know,
they're
say
all,
hello and good
they're
wishes
all
to you.
Family, and I have fond memories. It was a great ride working with you. And Mr. Majors and Mr. Passolt.
That's right.
And it was
and company. Yeah,
it was an amazing team. You were, and I tell people this off the air, you were really the only adult in that newsroom. I have memories, and I will not go into specifics of a specific sports anchor backing into the weather office, passing gas.
Yes.
And then running.
Right, yes.
And me chasing him with a can of I think it was Country Fresh Glade. And just soaking his trousers.
Yeah.
That went on.
A lot, actually. I mean, there was be many nights prior to 10 o'clock when everybody in the sports office would just empty out of there. So whatever that person had been eating was akin to, I don't know, some type of toxic material that could stop World War III. Should that ever start again? I'd just say that.
It was, if people only knew. But I mean, the inmates truly took over the asylum. But you were the voice of kindness and reason, and you still are.
Oh,
and I'm so glad that people can still get their Diana Pierce fix. You are blossoming into a true entrepreneur, and you've been doing some really cool stuff with What's Next with Diana Pierce on Facebook. Tell us about the genesis of this. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, right about the time that I left CARE, I had just wrapped up my master's of leadership from Augsburg and was kind of searching about, and I had one or two people come to me, and in the grocery store, they came to me and asked me, well, what's next for Diana Pierce? And so kind of the light bulb went off, and I started to talk to a few other people. And I thought, it's interesting because people 50 plus get to a point where they know they might want an encore chapter in their life or work life, and they're looking to figure out what that is. So that's what all the interviews that I do, they're on Facebook. You have to put the full title in there, What's Next? Question mark with Diana Pierce. That will pop up. And then every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, typically I'm going live, but it also depends on the guest's schedule. So Kathy Werzer I had on, but we had to record her.
Who I adore. She's amazing.
But we had to record her like 11 o'clock in the morning because she's in sleep at 7 o'clock at night.
Yep.
So it just depends on what's going on. And but the topics are varied. So in Kathy's particular case, it was end in mind, what she's doing and the conversations you need to have with healthcare directors and a few things like that. Last night's guest was Lori LeBay of Alzheimer Speaks. She talks about Alzheimer's and her personal journey with her mother and all the people that she actually is in contact around the world. She has people that follow her and she speaks to in Russia and in Australia and in the UK and in Canada. So she has a big following for her podcast. Prior to that, I had the two women owners of Urban Growler over in St. Paul. They have a fabulous story about starting their business. They were in their late 40s, but now they're in their 50s, and how it took them going to 12 banks before the 13th bank said, okay.
Wow. So the tenacity, the grit that often determines success.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can drill down into these topics that you find interesting, and you can also get the immediate instant gratification from Facebook, right?
With right,
people posting
much.
Comments
yes.
and
yes.
what have you. And you're doing this from your living room in Plymouth.
I am.
Streaming it on Facebook to the world. What has surprised you pleasantly or otherwise with this initiative?
The interesting, how I got into this is I saw what a friend was doing. She had purchased a piece of equipment. It had a 180-degree camera lens, but it had an app that instantly connected you to Facebook. So you could broadcast live from this app. Huh. And so once we did a couple of those shows, I determined that's not enough. We need to go bigger. And so now we have three cameras, and we have lights, and we have microphones, and we have a mixing board, and we have a product that we live stream through called Wirecast. That puts us directly into Facebook. If we wanted to go live to YouTube, we could do it at the same time. But it's become kind of the next generation of reaching out. So it's sort of like podcasting, but it's with video, you know? And so people who are following me regularly, like last week with the Urban Growler folks, we opened it up to questions for people watching. And so we had, they were engaged. They had questions that continued after we wrapped up. Huh. The two women were great. They went back and they answered questions online afterwards and a couple of days afterwards, you know, as the questions came in. So it's fun to do that. It's absolutely fun to think with the possibilities for this 50 plus crowd.
So a couple of questions, a lot of questions come to mind. First of all, I'm impressed that you are getting out of your comfort zone. Obviously, you know television news very well. How long were you at CARE?
32 years.
That's impressive. Well, that doesn't happen.
No, and it doesn't. And it won't happen ever again.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I think but you know, the thing about this is I know that a lot, my audience follows me on Facebook, but social media and people watching on their phone, that's the new norm. So I even put out a survey on my Facebook page last year. How are you watching What's Next? And 90% of the people came in said I'm either watching on my phone or I'm watching on an iPad.
Huh.
So I know that they've got it in their lap. They're probably watching something else at the same time. Even though I'm going live at 7 o'clock, I know my greater audience is at 9 p.m. I know that's when they're done with their days, whatever, and they're coming back and they're getting what they want to see.
Are there opportunity to monetize this with sponsorships or advertising?
Looking for that right now, because I would be considered a small business and going to another business. And so kind of in talks with a few people, we're just trying to figure that out.
Wow. Where do you hope to go with this? I mean, in your mind's eye, you know, 2-3 years from now, and I give you credit because it's every Thursday and you have to keep filling the funnel with subjects,
right,
topics, bringing in people to interview. Where would you like to be in 2 years?
And believe me, I've been asking myself that. I'm in a class every Saturday morning from 9 until noon at Women Venture. And so we're talking about, you know, small business essentials. So we have to project that. So for me, it's to create an online.com entity. And so not only do my What's Next interviews live there, but also some of the articles that surround that 50-plus category. So AARP has a different type of platform. I know the other things that are out there, and they don't have video. So this is kind of in that sweet spot of doing video and interviews that are a little bit longer. So it's a new frontier, and it's very exciting.
And you just kind of feel your way. I mean, there is no right answer. You pivot
right
back and forth, and you make mistakes, and you fail,
oh,
and you
gosh
fail forward.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And
you know,
it never
kettle
turns
calling
out
the pot black here. So, right, I mean, well, I look at you and go, well, Doug's been able to make it through all of these things, and he's still standing, and he's more successful than ever. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's people like you who are mentors to people like me and give hope to people like me. It's like, you know, are you ever too old to start a business?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Never.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Well, thank you, Di. I mean, coming from you, that does mean a lot. And I believe, as I think you do, and most of our listeners, that God gives us all gifts. And,
oh, amen.
And you have to find out what your gift is and then nurture that gift. But
this is my passion. Helping people tell their stories has always been my passion. That's the reason why I got into first radio and then television later. But now it's a different lens. So it's still that 50 plus, you know, area. And so what's that group doing? You know, it's the boomers. I'm part of that group. We're continuing to make an impact in our society. And I want those stories to come out.
That's awesome. Well, look, do you have a question for Di? If you have a question for Diana Pierce, give us a call, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. When we come back, one of the many things I really respect about you, Di, is that you've never been shy about sharing your faith. And I want to talk just a little bit about the importance of Christianity in your life. Mm-hmm. And this being Good Friday, I hope that might be appropriate.
Sure.
And we'll, if any good questions come in, we'll take those too.
Sure.
Again, we're talking about what's next with Diana Pierce, and we'll have more coming next. Paul with Diana. Diana Pierce, CARE 11, 32-year amazing career at CARE, and now she's off on her own, pushing the envelope on Facebook with live streaming every Thursday evening. What's next with Diana Pierce on Facebook? Jean in Maplewood, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Di?
Oh, well, I've got to say, Diana, I watched you the whole 30-some years. CARE 11 is my news station. Sorry about that, Paul, but I loved you when you were on
there,
too.
It's okay with me.
Yes.
I'm not offended. I worked at CARE, too. I have a lot of friends at CARE, so yeah.
I have the photos to prove it.
You are such an awesome woman, so classy, and I just love you. But anyway, you know, I'm a retired social worker, and my favorite group of people to work with were elders. Now my mom is in a nursing home, and sorry, I got a little bit of a bronchitis here. And she has dementia. She knows who we are, and she knows a lot of things. But I love to talk to people, to elders, and to listen to their stories. And sometimes they don't know certain things. But is there any questions or ways I can talk to them to kind of like get into their stories and just listen? I don't mind, I'm not going to write anything down, just to listen to the stories, because there's a lot of women there and men that I just love to listen to. And I get off the elevator and I say, oh, there's my motley crew, you know, and there's a bunch of women hanging around with my mom and they're all just sitting there. And I just love this. I love the place. It's a good place. And it's just, I don't know. I just want to just listen to what you have to say. And if there's any words of wisdom you can give me, and just to listen to you talk, because I love you so much.
Thank you so much, Jean.
There's
I know.
A super
wow.
fan. Hey, Jean, wow. Thank you for calling in here. Yeah. Di, what
I
do
really
you think?
If she has a chance and she has access to Facebook, again, if she were to key in What's Next with Diana Pierce, Lori LeBay answered exactly what she's looking for. Plus, AlzheimerSpeaks.com is Lori's site. So when you go to her site, in fact, that's what I'm doing today. I'm actually re-editing what we did last night and putting a lot of this stuff back into our interview in lower thirds and graphics so that people, when they see it on YouTube, they'll have that information as well. But Lori is like an endless site, the AlzheimerSpeaks.com, for anything that has to do with dementia or Alzheimer's. They have memory cafes. You can join. There's a group that she goes and joins, and it's caretaking. It's how to deal with dementia and Alzheimer's from a business perspective. Mm. It affects families on all levels. And so everything that Jean just brought up is everything that Lori addressed last night. And then some. We talked for 30 minutes. Sometimes my interviews can be as long as 6 minutes. But with the content-rich information that she had and what she's doing around the world, that was, you know, that was an easy 30 minutes to fill. And we could have gone on longer. So I'm just grateful that people like Lori is willing to join me. Chris Farrell. I don't know if you recognize that name.
He writes
for the Star Tribune and Forbes and a few other. He's my guest next Thursday night.
Wow.
So we're doing his book, Purpose and a Paycheck.
And you archive all these, right?
Yes.
You can see the, if you missed it live, you can still see
live on Facebook. You just have to scroll backwards to see it. The better place then is the YouTube, because you just click on that one, What's Next with Diana Pierce, and you can see it populate all the way back to the very first one I did on January 25th, a year ago.
Have you done one yet on Christianity or on faith in general?
I did. So my pastor has Woodridge. And so I invited him on to kind of talk about, do people bargain with their faith when they get past the age of 50? So that was a fascinating conversation.
Bargain? How do you explain that? What do you mean?
Well,
bargain?
What I wanted to know is, do they kind of go without faith or are aware of God, and yet towards the, once they start to lose family members or friends, do they start to seek that spiritual experience again. And so he had several stories of people that he had dealt with. And again, it, for him as a pastor, it comes back to forgiveness and forgiving yourself. And then leading through, and because he is the pastor, leading you through the steps that he would lead you as a pastor in a church. So, yeah, that was a great experience too.
I admire your faith that this business venture will eventually work. Some flavor of it will work, and you can't give up. If you get knocked down, you just get up and you go in a slightly different direction.
Right, right.
But we have about a minute or two. Talk a little bit about your faith. I'm hoping that Carol Evan never said, "Hey, Di, you know, we don't want you talking about your faith or Christianity."
No,
right?
No, I don't think that they ever did. And you know, I put out a couple of CDs. I did Christmas engagements, mm-hmm. you know, and talked about the Christmas story and all the rest of that stuff. The thing that I love every morning, and it comes from our church, is called SOAP. So it's Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer.
Huh.
So, you know, so the Scripture is whatever, you know, that obviously, you know, we're talking, the Scripture was the disciples gathering and Jesus, you know, administering them on the Friday before he's then taken. And so then the observation is, how do we apply that in our life, or the application is. And so then the prayer is, you know, it takes the step, you know, Lord, let me be more aware of what this means to me in my daily faith walk. So I love, that's the first thing I look at. I mean, that's, you know, when I open up my emails in the morning, it's like, okay, I have to start with this one. Some people meditate, you know, but for me, that is such a quick read and so succinct, but that starts my day off on the right foot.
Very cool. Are you feeling brave?
Oh, sure.
You're going to hang in there and go beyond the headlines. This is something that Jura and I do. We find the wackier headlines. And would love for you to stick around and go back and forth with Dan
sure.
Cook and me, and we'll go.
Well, you know, I'm into whack.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't know your wacky side. You like to have fun.
Oh,
you like to have a good laugh.
It is so funny because people will say, "I wasn't sure it was you until I heard you laugh."
Yeah, you do have a memorable laugh.
Ken Speak and I had that memorable laugh. So, you know, Ken, you could hear completely across the room. Probably me too. But there you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.